Exodus chapter 28, first five verses and the last verse. This is the word of God. Then bring near to yourself Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him, from among the sons of Israel, to minister as priests to me, Aaron, Nadab, or Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all the skillful persons whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister as priest to me. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastpiece, and an ephod, and a robe, and a tunic of checkered work, a turban, and a sash. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister as priest to me. They shall take the gold and the blue and the purple and the scarlet material and the fine linen. In verse 43, they shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they enter the tent of meeting, or when they approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they do not incur guilt and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and to his descendants after him. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant an ear to hear your word, and through your word, let us have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, and through your word, let us see our heavenly reality that our Lord has already accomplished for us, that we may rejoice and give you all the glory and thanksgiving. And Father, as we hear your word, let us be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In this chapter, chapter 28, obviously we have way too much material to cover in just one sermon. So we'll look at this chapter today and the next Lord's Day. Today, we will look at the instructions of God to make the priestly garments. We will look at the instructions themselves. Then next Lord's Day, we will focus on the meaning and the significance of these things that we're going to see in this chapter. If you remember in chapters 25, 26, and 27, and we're looking at 28 today. So in those chapters, 25, 26, 27, we saw the instructions of God to make the tabernacle and its furniture. And all of a sudden in chapter 28, we see God's instruction on how to make the priestly garment. And in chapter 29, we will see God's instructions on the ministry of the priests. And we'll go back to the instructions on how to make the rest of furniture of the tabernacle in chapter 30. From this, we see that there is a very close relationship between the tabernacle and the priests who work in it. So it's like God considering tabernacle and the priestly garment as just one thing. It just flows right. Chapter 28, verse 1. Then bring near to yourself Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him, from among the sons of Israel, to minister as priest to me, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. We see here that the priests are to be from Aaron, and his sons. Thus, only from the tribe of Levi. Do you remember chapter 2, verse 1? Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. That verse speaks of the parents of Moses and his brother Aaron. So Aaron is from the house of Levi. Does this mean that all of Levites become priests? Not really. If we go to Leviticus chapter 21, verse 16 through 21, this is what we read. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, saying, no man of your offspring throughout their generations who has a defect shall approach to offer the food of his God. For no one who has a defect shall approach a blind man, or a lame man, or he who has a disfigured face, or any deformed limb, or a man who has a broken foot or broken hand, or a hunchback or a dwarf, or one who has a defect in his eye, or eczema, or scabs, or crushed testicles. No man among the descendants of Aaron, the priest, who has a defect, is to come near to offer the Lord's offerings by fire. Since he has a defect, he shall not come near to offer the food of his God. So, physically, the priest has to be perfect. Now, again, this is typological, because our high priest, Jesus Christ, who has to sacrifice himself as a perfect sacrifice, he has to be perfect. That is why his leg was not broken on the cross. Usually they break people's leg to see whether he is truly dead, but that did not happen to Jesus Christ because as a Lamb of God, he has to be perfect, and as a priest of God, he has to be perfect. But this is typological. This is Old Testament. Does this mean that